Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people.
Sorry, right now I'm on head talk, but.
Okay. Hey, can you reconsider? It's just a study, quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you think, I'm sorry, what is the year of your birth, just for a statistical purpose only?
63.
Thank you, ma'am. And the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to install your intelligence, but do you consider yourself a male, a female, a gender non-conformer?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And what was the year of your birth? I'm sorry.
63.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no? Are you a Hispanic or Latino origin?
Not
from American. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And that was going to be the next question, you know. I appreciate you taking the time. What is the highest level of school that you have completed? Or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or master's degree? Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on the scale of 10? 10 means your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means no power at all. Which number?
A lot of power.
What number you say?
10.
Number. Thank you.
Number.
Hey, 6? Okay. All right. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in? How do you feel?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And can you please weigh your feelings towards some people or organizations on issues on a scale from 0 to 10?
Wait.
10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold. And 5 means neither. Now, we had the first person, the Democratic Party in general, from 0 to 10. How warm and favorable do you feel towards them?
Towards who?
The Democratic Party. In general, do you have an opinion about them?
Do I have an opinion about the Democratic Party?
Yes, ma'am. From 0 to 10, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable. Which number?
10.
Thank you. And Donald Trump. Thank you. What number?
He made it.
What number for Donald Trump? How warm and favorable you feel towards him?
0.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden?
10.
Okay. And Senator Bob Casey Jr., what number?
10.
6, you said, right?
Casey?
Yeah, it's the senator right now, Casey Jr., what number?
I like them. I'll give them a 10.
A 10, okay. Now, the Republican Party in general, what number?
0.
Okay. And Rob F. Kennedy Jr., what number?
I'll give him a 10.
Okay. And how about Kamala Harris? What number? Yes, ma'am? What number for Kamala Harris?
10.
10? Thank you. I do appreciate your patience on the line. I know it's still a long way off, but where is the November 2024 election for president were held today? From who would you vote if you have to decide today? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Rob F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party on the side will vote for other political office, but not for president, or will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'm going to vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today? From who would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Democrat all the way. They had one lever, I pulled one lever again.
What cars?
We go home?
No.
Well, you should have bought the car. We're not going back, coming back. I'm not going to come back. I'm tired. I'm not going to come back. You better play here now. You better go on around the slide.
Yeah, the store is closed.
Oh, man, we must be here kind of late. All right, man, you finished? Hello?
Can you stay at least for another minute?